punk and the schooner, no one is punk. And the schooner, no one is punk and the schooner, no one is punk and the schooner.
Ho, 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 it's show number 55 of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I am Dust Crooner Gene. Who are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk, yo. I gotta say, take my money, hold that jive. I can drive.
55!
I've been waiting for 55 months to do this right now.
Yeah, there's a joke in there somewhere.
We have a very special guest.
Somebody, we always say that, you know, nothing personal.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, but last time we didn't have a guest.
So we didn't say it. Yeah.
But listen, we do have a special guest, and we've known this cat since 1990s.
Yes.
Early, 91, 2, 3, 4. And he plays the trombone, he writes music, his name is Elias Fengersch.
Exactly.
Did I pronounce it right?
Yes, you got it right for the first time.
I know, it's because I'm Russian, y'all. What's up? Represent. So,
Yes, Nayu.
Fucking have to deal with
just,
Charles.
Just
here.
Showing off my Russian words that I know. Wow. I just want to make an impression in front of Elias Fengersch.
We apologize for Charles Coleman, and oh, he does. Forever. Hi, Elias. Say hello.
Hi, guys. Very nice seeing you again after 20.
He doesn't live here. He lives in Sweden.
Yes, I live in Sweden. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Very.
Is that impressive, Charles? Charles, yeah. Put your pants back on. It's not that impressive. Stop. Okay.
Yes,
Charles
sir.
Is going to ask the question that he likes to ask people.
Will you marry me?
He's cute, but anyway. Okay, that wasn't. Stop right there. What got you started in this bizarre endeavor of the music world?
Basically, all this craziness started in the kindergarten. precisely, that's exactly how it happened. It was back in Moscow, and people came to my kindergarten, and they made a kind of test. You know, they test the kids for the musical ear, for general musicality. And good guys, they would pick, and we would go to some school for gifted children, as they call it. And that was, yeah, I was stuck since then.
Did you take the short bus or the long bus?
It's a very long bus.
Oh, okay. Because there was a short bus.
Innuendo, party of five.
That's not an... Okay, never mind.
Yes, it
so,
is.
So, and you started the trombone immediately or no?
No. I was choir conductor.
Whoa, this really?
Is a, yeah.
Wow.
It was my maiden profession, I would say. And then...
and then the trombone fucked you.
Yeah, exactly. And then I discovered trombone and I felt like... I basically all my life loved this instrument. Yeah. It felt like this way, and it was kind of hard to get out because all my friends, they were still, you know, choir conductors, and I said, you know what, guys, I feel different. You know, I want to do something which right. is not so appreciated, maybe, but I.
So when did composing come into play?
I started to compose pretty early, actually, and then I started to play things I composed. And to do multiphonics, to do you know, that kind of stuff, and I do as of now, I do solo recitals a lot. I play maybe 60-70 concerts solo concerts a year.
Oh, that's great!
Yeah, it's a lot. Just solo trombone. I play with electronics and I play acoustically as yeah. well. And yeah,
we got a Russian Swedish Dave Taylor here.
Yeah, you could say that. Dave is great.
He's a previous guest on our show.
Yes, we work a lot.
He's marvelous.
With Dave.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's crazy, but he's a brilliant, crazy, eccentric. One of the most brilliant musicians we've ever known.
We love you, Dave.
Oh yes we do. Yes,
how can
we do.
We have a Dave love moment all of a sudden. Yeah. We should hear one of these compositions that you is be talking about.
What did you just say?
Sure.
Pick one. Solo trombone. You have a solo trombone in here? Something or no?
Yes, I have a solo trombone, but I need to look it up.
Okay. Well, no, just talk about it, and then we'll talk about it.
Well, the first piece is, I think it's good to start, is acoustical piece, which I wrote for my grandmother. And she, when she got married to my grandfather some 70 years back in Ukraine.
You were alive?
And
you were alive then? past life?
Yeah. The thing was that they were really, really poor back then. And basically nothing happened, nothing changes to my family.
Right.
In terms of financial situation. So when they wanted to get married, they went to the local band leader and they asked for music that should be played on their wedding. And they talked about tunes, they would play songs and dances and stuff. And then the guy asked them, excuse me, how much money are we talking about here, really, so we know where you are. And she named a sum, which was way too little. And the guy said, no way we're going to play it. Because it's, you know, we need to get paid for what we do. And she talked to him a lot, and she used to be a very persuasive woman. And right. After a couple of hours of intense negotiations, the guy said, okay, all right, I'll do it myself. I cannot, you know, it's just not enough money for the entire band. But the thing is that guy happened to play trumpet. Mm-hmm. Now, this guy played trumpet, solo trumpet, alone, on the Jewish wedding for 14 hours.
14 hours?
Yeah, the story goes, I never heard him play. I don't even know his name. But
that's a rough
I think, yeah, exactly. But I think that the, if you could pull off a gig like that, this is completely, it's a wonderful musician. And he's always been, you know, the story about him has always been one of my favorite, I would say. And so I decided to compose a piece for solo trombone, which I would have played there.
If you were that guy, this is what you would have played.
Exactly.
For 14 hours.
For 14 hours.
And what is it called?
Shtetlbone.
Is it 14 hours? Because the show's only an hour.
Guys, that's, you know.
Sorry, man. Today's show will be 15 hours long.
Of solo trombone.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Sounds like paradise.
Yeah.
Paradise for some, hell for others. Okay, so Charles announced the piece.
Shtetlbone by our guest Elias van Gersch here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Thank you. Oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to do that. Anyway, no, awesome piece. Shtetlbone by our guest Elias Fangersch here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Holy crap, that was good.
Yeah, man, rocking it.
Yeah. Thank you. It's fun to play it as well.
So this is what you would be playing at that wedding 70 years ago.
Exactly.
Before
exactly.
You were born, before your grandparents yeah. had your parents.
For very, you. Very, very cheap. I could do it really cheap.
Yeah. And that 14 hours went like this.
Yeah, God. Yeah, look at that blood coming out of your mouth after all that 14 hours of playing.
14 hours of circular breathing. Might do some harm.
Well, we were talking during the thing, the fact that we noticed that you were circular breathing because you were breathing in simultaneously at certain points while you were playing. Is that something you discovered you were able to do? Is this something you had to learn, or is this something that you think anyone can do?
I think anyone can do it, but you need to practice, definitely. You need to practice, yeah. And actually, I practiced it in New York subway a lot, and I looked like I looked probably a bit strange, I would say, for people outside, but I was practicing circular breathing.
What if you don't like practicing?
What?
Charles, do you do...
Nobody likes to practice, but they have to do it.
Charles, do you do circular breathing because you got a big head?
You know, what do you say to that? Anyway,
but you gotta let it out sometimes,
you know? Or it goes up to your head, apparently.
It goes out my ears, you moron.
Anyway,
those are blocked up with blocks of crap.
You know,
I'm sorry.
What?
I don't know. Okay, anyway. Charles Cole Mannheimer. We want more trombone music.
Well, we want more music in general from the great.
I'm calling everybody a general.
From the great Elias Fangersch.
I'm just trying to get that name right.
Yes, and I got it right?
You go, yes, you did. The first yes, guest he's ever pronounced correctly.
Shut up, Gene.
Well, Dave Taylor could yeah, I probably. Yeah,
I kept calling him Dave Taylor.
Your name is Jean Clark.
Jean Clark.
Just Jean Clark, stop it.
Yeah.
What's next?
The next piece is a piece I did together with the brilliant composer. Her name is Victoria Borisova Ullas. She lives in Sweden. She lives in Stockholm, and she works a lot around the globe, really. Mostly in Europe, though. She did lots of fun things. She composed a piece for Munich Symphony when they turned 100 years. They played it last year. She composed a huge musical in Manchester, which went, it was like biggest musical in British history.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, on Rushdie's, Salman Rushdie's poetry, his poems. And she's really good.
Who's the guest on the show? How are you?
Well, I just wanted to say that we had a project together. It was my idea from the beginning, and then we made it together. And the piece named Hamlet Drama for Trombone and Orchestra. And the idea of the piece was to make trombone never play together with the orchestra. We play at the same time, but never together in the sense of trombone plays against the orchestra all the time. Right. And the orchestra plays against the trombone. Exactly what happened in the drama, Hamlet drama, when Hamlet went from... he was born into royal family, and he was like part of it. Right. And then he decided that... he wants to do something else. He didn't really like what was going on there. So they had conflicts all the time. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, the piece was really the play, Hamlet play, was really interesting to work with in terms of soloist and orchestra relationship.
Right.
And at the same time, everything what happens in Hamlet in the play happens not around Hamlet but inside of him, and that is the actual engine of the
inner conflict.
Exactly. So it was easy to me to show in the piece we made that trombone is, as a soloist, like he acts as an engine of everything that happens around him, mm-hmm. even musically.
Right.
So And the structure of the piece is exactly as it in the play. We start with when the royal family announced the wedding, and the Hamlet doesn't want it to be with them. And then we have a scene when Hamlet sees his and hears his father's
The ghost.
The ghost, right. And that's the scene I wanna play now.
All right. Okay. And the name of the piece once again. This is Victoria Who.
We did it together. It's like 50-50 work. Victoria Borisova Ulas.
Victoria Borisova Ulas.
Almost.
So this is for and the piece again?
For symphony orchestra and trombone. Drama for trombone and orchestra. It's a big symphony orchestra. In that case, we play in with Malmö Symphony Orchestra. I played it with different orchestras. I toured with it a lot.
A collaboration with our guest, Elias Fangersch, on trombone and co-composer of this work.
What's her name, Jules?
Victoria Zavrilovna. Here on Noise Funk and Das Gruner.
Say her name.
Borisova Victoria Borisova Ulas.
Now repeat it, Jules.
Borisova Uvas. Getting there.
Almost. It's kind of hard. It's a kind of hard name. One part of it is Russian, and the second part is Swedish.
So that's why don't you pronounce it?
Swashin. She's Swedish.
Well, what's her name again, Gene? Victoria?
Vika.
Here on Noise Funk and Das Gruner.
Thank you.
Indeed, a portion of Hamlet, a drama for trombone and orchestra, composed by Elias Fangersch and with a collaboration with Victoria Borisava Olas, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, all right. Charles.
Yeah, man, that was kind of scary and shit.
Do you want me to hold your hand, Gene?
I want you to hold something.
Oh, man.
In your mouth. No, listen, man. The thing is...
Come on, man.
No, look, we have kids listening.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Me?
Elijah, he was going to go home and ask to tell all his
students.
Guys, I'm going to
have strange dreams tonight. I got to tell you that.
Yeah, especially sleeping with Charles.
No, no, the thing stop is, it. You're a moron.
You're more on than I. But the thing is, can we... that was a cool piece. And all the effects you heard the trombone doing, that was all live.
Everything was live. Recorded live on the stage while I was playing the piece.
He records it into this loop machine. This device. They devised.
Exactly, exactly. I need devices to record the music. And
loops this thing.
So it's not karaoke. It's the real stuff.
It's not karaoke, see? And then the orchestra plays, and then, I don't know, something else happens. And then Hamlet comes.
Wait, exactly. Hamlet comes? Oh, yes. Hamlet was here, and the last portion of this excerpt we played was when the Hamlet heard the voice of his father. So the electronica dancer was completely alone, and then he was, you know, listening
to
his father.
You know what
you
got to do after Hamlet comes? You gotta wipe it off.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
I'm sorry, but something
Gene, happened. That's.
Oh, that's not in. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Please tip your waiters. I'll be here every Tuesday.
By the way, I forgot to mention that's not funny.
Anyway.
Yes, they're laughing. It is.
All right,
it
is. All
right. Can we hear more bomb music?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We just roll a bit, and we're gonna hear a cadenza when Hamlet gets
same piece,
but it's heavy piece. It's heavy piece when Hamlet plays cadenza when he got tired of the court and all this intrigues in the court. So he decides to go to people and talk to them and to have fun.
Right.
So that's the portion we're gonna hear
now. So it's the same piece.
Right. It's the same piece.
But the cadenza.
One of them, yes.
A cadenza from Hamlet. I get it if you stop looking at me. A drama for trombone and orchestra.
What's the name of the piece, Joe?
Hamlet.
What? Drama for trombone and orchestra.
Shut up, Gene.
Is it called Hamlet? No, something else.
Drama for trombone and orchestra, you idiot. Featuring Elias Fangersch, composer. Along with a collaboration composition with Victoria Borisava Olas here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Hamlet, drama for trombone and orchestra, among other eccentricities. Composed by Elias Fangersch and Victoria Borislavoulos.
Yes. Was that called the Helium Cadenza?
Helium Cadenza, exactly. Yeah. We call it Donald Duck.
Oh, the Donald Duck, yeah. Helium Cadenza. That was great. That was rocking. So, again, that was all just one person, Elias, over here with his trombone and his...
Voice, whatever.
You call that
yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
But layering bones on top of each other, this time with this harmonic progression.
Exactly, that's like correct.
Hit. If you hit the wrong note, it's going to repeat over and over the wrong thing. So it's kind of a hard
it's
thing
a
to
risky
do.
Thing, yeah, it's a risky thing, yeah.
It's a risky thing, yeah. If you do a bad take. Well, I guess you don't have to press the thing to say, I'll take this take, right? Or how does the pedal work?
Like yeah, basically, it, basically. But you know, it's like live it performance. Like,
yeah.
But the problem with this thing is that when you play wrong note, you're going to hear it for the next 10 minutes or something.
Oh, it's, you can't say, I don't want to, like, because...
Well, it depends on the loop. It depends yeah. on the musical phrase you use.
Yeah.
If it's, but in that case... I record the whole, you know, the
whole thing.
So if you play it wrong, it's wrong. It's
okay. Yeah. So, you know.
You gotta live with that.
Of course, like Miles Davis says, there's no wrong notes. When you hit a wrong note in a solo, you just played it over and over and over again. So here, this would really underline that.
Exactly.
After a while, your wrong note would become part of the music. That's
exactly.
The right
that's
so there's no wrong
note. Artistic use of imperfection.
Charles?
What?
There's two things that smell like fish. One of them is fish.
Yeah.
The other one is coming from you.
You know. Just keep going,
Frank
man.
Frank Zappa.
Hey, what'd the blind man say as he passed by the fish market?
Charles Coleman smells like a fish.
No, he said, no, he said, good morning, ladies.
I know, that's an old
Thank
joke.
Thank you.
You should have said that. For comments and complaints, please write to Charles Coleman.
I only said because Gene pissed me off, okay? Just to let you know. I did not mean it, ladies. I'm saying...
All the ladies who listen to the show.
Yes, all the one or two ladies that listen to this program. Put your hands up! Put your hands up!
Dan Barrett and Dan Cooper. Now listen, the thing is, let's hear more bones.
Of music.
Okay, more bones.
What you got for us next?
How long time do we have?
I don't know. We got another half an hour or so.
Yeah, okay. So I think we just finished this Hamlet thing. So we start with To Be or Not to Be.
To Be or Not to Be.
To Be or Not to Be. And then we go to the duel when everybody dies. And that's the end of the piece. Ooh. And then we go to the next one.
All right.
How about that?
How about that? Will Charles die in this one? Only if you promise me that Charles
Hopefully
will die.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
Well, thank you, Elias. Gene, you're an idiot. The latter portion of Hamlet, a drama for trombone and orchestra. By Elias Fangersch.
Where everybody dies.
And where everyone dies, along collaborating with Victoria Borisava Olas here on Noise Punk. Ow! Kill them all!
Thank you.
Att vara eller inte vara, det är frågan. Är det värdet att acceptera de slag och sparkar som ödet skänker? Eller bör man ta till vapen och vinna mot ett hav av plågor? Att dö, att somna, inte mer. Och med detta göra slut på hjärtats verk och de tusentals begränsningar som kroppen har. Det vore en final att dedikera till längta efter. Att dö, att sova. Sova. Kanske drömma. Här har vi haken. Vilka drömmar ger dödens sömn när vi har kastat av oss livets täcke? Den tanken hejdar oss och det är den som gjort vårt lidande orimligt långt. Vem skulle tåla tidens hårda slag, makthavarnas falskhet, odågans övertag, föraktat kärleks smärta, rättvisans dröga gång och jantelagens seger när man själv kan göra slut på detta med bara en dolk? Vem skulle tåla dessa våndor och stöna och svettas under livets last om inte rädslan för det som väntar efter döden? Det upptäckta kungariket från vars gräns ingen återvändo finns. Det lamslår viljan och gör det lättare att leva med de kval vi har än fly till andra som vi inte känner. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it's nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles and by opposing end them, to die to sleep no more, and by sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flashes here too. This a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die to sleep, to sleep, perchance to dream. For on that slip of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil, must give us pause this, the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the punks of despised love, the lost delay, the insolence of office, and the sworn state patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might his squatters make with bare bodkin, who would thus fear the spare to grunt and sweat under weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose spare not travel returns, puzzles the will, and makes us rather bear those ills we have that fly to others we know not of. Thus conscience does make cowards of us all. Its fascinated view of resolution is sickled with a pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great spith and moment in same regard their currents turn away and lose the name of action. Soft you now. Den inre rösten gör oss alla fega. Så slukar viljekraften starka vingar i den meningslösa tankeflykten. Och företag av högsta vikt kan falla platt och mista namnet handling. Stilla nu. Thank you.
Ay, 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 what an adventurous piece indeed. Hamlet, a drama for trombone and orchestra, composed and played, not to mention acted dramatically by Elias Van Gersch. Van Gersch here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
It's getting further and further. Yeah, man, very cool piece. Yes, I definitely want a ham sandwich after that.
Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
Hamlet. Ham sandwich.
Hamlet sandwich, yes.
Ham and lettuce.
And that's funny because...
Sandwich with ham and omelet.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Hamlet.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Thank you, Charles. You'll let me work on it later. Thanks, Charlie. Yeah, my Uncle Charlie was a farmer.
Where's the screaming lady?
You haven't raped her yet.
Oh, man. You just had to go there. Ow, don't hit the composer.
Okay. We have some time left. We have not too much time left. So let's end in another piece. Something, because you showed us a solo trombone piece, and you showed us a lot of the Hamlet piece, which had a lot of your orchestral and trombone playing and your electronic and acting. So what do you got left? What do you got left in you? Piano music? No,
piano music. Well, I'm working with a group named The Renaissance Show. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we touring right now. Actually, one tour right now is we played in Israel. We did Israel tour 2 weeks ago. Right. Now we play just half of the group though. Anton Dressler, he plays clarinet, and myself. We played a concert in New York here on Broadway in Tact Theater Studio. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We did it yesterday. And next week we're going to play in Copenhagen and three concerts in Copenhagen and one in Malmo. Mm-hmm. And then we go to Riga and play in Letland. And the piece we want to play named Departure, which we did, all of us basically, with my solo cadenza in the middle. Uh-huh. So the next piece is...
Is it your piece?
It's our piece, the group's piece, put it together, yes.
A collaborative effort.
Exactly, exactly.
Wonderful.
It's like a garage band.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
All right.
What?
All right.
All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Charles, announce it.
What was the name again?
Departure.
Departure for Unso...
Wait. I have a departure sound. No, wait, I have. Wait, I really do. Wait, here, departure. Right? Kind of.
Not really.
Departure. Wait,
yeah, but it works. Yeah. It works.
Wait, I really do. Departure. Door slamming. Hello? No. Charles?
You
sure.
Gotta go. $50 an hour.
Yes, he'll blow you. No, listen.
Departure. For ensemble collaboration. The Renaissance Show. Featuring Elias Van Gersch here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Tuner. Shut up, Gene. Thank you. Departure. By Elias Fangetters here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Very nice.
Actually, it's by the Renaissance Show.
I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. But
no problem.
Soloist was Elias Fangetters in that evil B section there that really came out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's the fun part to be a composer.
Yes.
When you can just appear in the B section.
Right.
Appear. So what's happening next?
What's up with you in the next in your next endeavors in life and music world?
As it looks, I'm working on a movie actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm making a film score and the movie itself. And we plan to premiere it in September. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of busy with that. And then we are touring with the Renaissance Band. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a tour in Sweden and in Denmark, in the Baltic countries, and we're going back to Israel to play in April. Before that, I play Hamlet in Norway. Before that, I play Hamlet in Russia. Mm. So that's basically what I have lined up.
You got some work. You got some work lined up, man.
Thanks God. Thanks God.
Yeah. Well, on that note, Elias,
it beats working.
Elias, it was great. Thank you for coming over.
Thank you very much, guys. Yes. It has been great fun.
If you want to go check out Elias'
website, where do we find
it? TromboneMagic.com.
TromboneMagic.com.
And you can buy stuff there, listen to some trombone music, socialize.
Yeah.
Facebook people. No,
are
Facebook.
You single or you're married, right?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
I'm just saying they can
these sections like that. Are you kidding me?
This is how Charles proposed.
No, I'm just saying that I think the women would be interested.
Yes, we know what you're doing, you fucking fuck.
What? You're an idiot. I already said that 5 times on this show.
Mr. Fangish, thank you for
coming.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. It has been a pleasure working with you tonight.
And what do I hear? What
is that? That is the theme music indeed. Theme music. And until next time, noise to you.
Noise punk and the schooner. 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 Noise.